Egyptian security forces stormed Al-Azhar University's campus on Wednesday after several weeks of protests by students in support of ousted President Mohamed Morsi. The head of the university called on the police to protect faculties and properties after protesting students entered the administrative building, throwing objects out of the windows and allegedly holding staff members on campus against their will.
They're against the coup and its orchestrators. The police are hiring folks to beat us up and burn our university. We'll continue to protest against the military leadership.
Police forces used tear gas to disperse protesters and made a number of arrests. Faculty members say that campus security used water cannons in response to protesters hurling stones, while the anti-coup student demonstrators insist that they were attacked during a peaceful protest. Egyptian universities have been the locations of continued protests calling for the reinstatement of President Morsi, and Al-Azhar, the country's highest institution for Islamic teachings, has been the epicenter of these protests.
The university campus must be respected by both the students and the security forces. Firing tear gas and setting the campus buildings ablaze is unacceptable by all means. Also, the faculty members must engage in a dialogue with the students in order to avoid further bloodshed.
As the protests continued in Egypt's universities, Assam Al-Aryan, senior member of the Muslim Brotherhood and deputy head of its Freedom and Justice Party, was arrested from his Cairo home. Aryan will be facing trial with Morsi and 11 other Muslim Brotherhood members on charges of inciting violence on November the 4th. It's expected that the trial will result in a fresh wave of protests, and many fear that it might result in clashes and casualties. The Egyptian government has been ensuing a crackdown on the Muslim Brotherhood since July 3rd, leaving at least 1,000 dead and many more injured and arrested.
The situation in Egyptian universities is intensifying just a few days ahead of Morsi's trial, which many fear will lead to a showdown between the protesters who refuse to give up on their demands and security forces. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.